I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 13th. The Quincy City Council last night approved pay raises for several department heads and other appointed positions at the city. Officials voted 8-1 in favor of the salary increases, with Councilor at Large Ann Mahoney voting in the negative, claiming that the raises were biased against women who work for the city. The salary increases were recommended after an outside consulting firm conducted a study of salaries in similar-sized communities in Massachusetts and beyond. Council last night also voted in favor of borrowing almost $14 million for a new clubhouse at the Furnacebrook Golf Course, improvements to Forbes Hill Park, and $4.5 million for improvements to the Kennedy Center and North Quincy High School. A Holbrook man facing a slew of gun and drug charges after a motor vehicle stop in Quincy last Friday. 22-year-old Giselle Robinson is charged with the illegal possession of a handgun, an illegal amount of marijuana, and having an open container of alcohol in his car. Police stopped Robinson near the Quincy Adams T station for having windows that were tinted too darkly. After an investigation, police recovered the drugs, a loaded 25 caliber handgun, and alcohol. Officers also say they recovered drug paraphernalia, including a scale and two cell phones. Robinson faces charges in Quincy District Court. The murder trial of the man accused of killing a Weymouth police sergeant and an innocent bystander in 2018 continued yesterday, with testimony from the defendant's ex-girlfriend and a neighbor who said he witnessed the shooting. For 3 years, Mary Cronin said she dated Emmanuel Lopes on and off. She testified yesterday about their tumultuous relationship, plagued with concerns about his alleged infidelity and instability. At times, she said she would buy him clothes, food, a cell phone, drive him to interviews and work, and let him sleep in her car. She confirmed previous testimony that Lopes talked about conspiracies, such as people in the government were Martians and that history was written wrong and needed to be rewritten. When they got back together in the summer of 2018, she said Lopes was upset when she told him that she had slept with a former friend. That was the man who called Lopes hours before the shooting that claimed the lives of Weymouth Police Sergeant Michael Chesna and resident Vera Adams. The trial's expected to continue today in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham. Do not drive your car to Logan Airport this summer. That message from Massports ahead of a busy travel season. Increased air travel combined with the closure of the summer tunnel is expected to create travel chaos. And while it's expected to be hectic inside Logan, it's what's happening outside that could lead to gridlock. Between July 5th for 8 weeks, the Sumner Tunnel will be closed for construction. Traffic going to and from Logan will be very heavy. Massport is encouraging commuters to use Logan Express buses or the Blue or Silver Lines or the ferry system. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are up. The Dow rose 189 points. NASDAQ up 202, and the S&P added 40. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar's down. The euro rose. Oil at $67 a barrel. Sports. Colorado beat the Red Sox in 10 innings at Fenway Park, 4-3. Last night, they're back at it tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some scattered showers and a high of 76, cloudy tonight, low 61. Tomorrow could see some isolated thunderstorms, a high of 78, still unsettled on Thursday with the chance of a thunderstorm, high 80, and scattered storms Friday, high 77. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, a southeast wind at 5 to 10 knots, high tide right after 8 a.m. Sunrise 5:06, set at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 13th.